here that the most merciful aspect of the most merciful incarnation is a pure to deliver condition of suffering in all living entities. It is described that before the appearance of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord sent his eternal associates to prepare the way for him. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead sent his original expansion, the form of the Vrindavan, Sri Balaramji, to appear in this world. And we are so fortunate that today we are worshipping that holy soil, the Dham, where Lord Sri Nityananda Swarup appeared in this world. Ekachakra Dham is most rarely achieved. Although we accept that you cannot approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu save and except through the mercy of Lord Nityananda, very rarely, only a very few chosen people ever come to this place. And if you examine the lila of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will find that the essence of his pastimes is the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So in one sense, this is the topmost important place in all the universe. But because it takes hardships and long hours to reach this place, very few people come. And therefore we find that Lord Nityananda Prabhu is actually protecting this place. He is keeping it a confidential shelter only for those who are most sincere. You will find in Ekachakra Dham there is practically no marketplace, no commercialism, no tourism. Most of the great holy places, not only in India, but throughout the world, have become tourist resorts where people with ulterior motives come simply to exploit the money of the innocent pilgrims. And then it builds up into a big town or a big city. And in the process, much of the original peace and sanctity is unmanifested. We can never say it is lost, because the holy Dham is the spiritual world in whatever physical condition it may appear, if you have the eyes to see it. But sometimes, due to man's greediness and negligence of the gift that God is giving us in these holy Dhams, they make the holy Dhams appear to be something very unholy to the earthly eyes. But Lord Nityananda is most merciful. And one of the manifestations of that great mercy is even in this age of Kali Yuga, where men exploit due to greed and lust and envy, even the Dhams in this village of Ekachakra, it is practically exactly the same as it was 500 years ago when Sri Nityananda appeared. We hear no traffic, no horns, no beggars, nobody trying to sell us anything. There are not thousands and millions of people. Lord Sri Nityananda Prabhu's special mercy that he preserved the original peaceful sanctity of his holy abode, even through the passing of Kali Yuga. And therefore, only very special persons who have achieved the rare and causeless mercy of Nityananda Prabhu can enter into this holy abode of Ekachatra. It may appear that it was difficult last night, driving such a long way, rocky, bumpy roads, hour after hour after hour. I remember the first time I came here, we were in a car, and by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, on the way from Mayapur to this place, we had 3 flat tires.
The wheel also fell off.
The wheel fell off twice. That was separate from the flat tire. The driver, all of a sudden, the car went, and then we saw the wheel rolling ahead of us. And there was no place to fix it, of course. And we had to be back in Mayapur because we had airline reservations. So we had to make it by Ekachatra by noon. And it took us about 8 hours. But by the unlimited mercy of Lord Nityananda, he kept it noon. Huh? It was impossible, but it stayed noon. I don't know how long he kept it noon. And when we got here, the noon arti was just starting. Huh? It was a hopeless condition. But if one has faith in the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda, it's both even hopelessness. This is his particular function, to bring hope to the hopeless. Yuna hina yata china harinama udalila nara sakshi jagamata. The lila of Jagaya Madhai is the evidence that Lord Nityananda Prabhu's special lila is to give hope to the most hopeless. And in a few minutes we will return to the place of his appearance and we will discuss a small particle of a drop in the ocean of Lord Nityananda's pastimes, which illustrate that the most merciful aspect of the most merciful of all avatars. But here we are sitting at one of the places where Lord Nityananda would have his childhood pastimes, Bakulkula. This is an ancient Bakula tree. Lord Nityananda took birth in this holy land of Ekachatra as the son of Habai Oja, and his mother was named Padmavati. He was born on the 13th day of the waning moon in the month of Magh. And on this most auspicious occasion, when he appeared, all auspicious constellations formed in the sky. He appeared under that beautiful tree that his mother would worship. She would worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead under that tree for the purpose of having an auspicious son. When Nityananda was a young boy, he was the principal of a school. He was a very educated man. And it is described that from his earliest days of childhood, although he had no sources to gain information from the Shastra about the various leelas of the Lord, from within his heart, he knew all of his previous incarnations. And he used to gather his friends together, and they would play games by enacting all the various leelas of the various avatars. He would usually take his own role. For instance, when they would play Krishna's leela, he would take the part of Balaram. And sometimes he would take the plow and start chastising the river gentleman. Why don't you come to me? Not only was he playing the part, he would say just the words that were in the Shastra, and he was completely immersed in the role. Another occasion, he gathered all his friends together, and they all pretended to be demigods. And they came to the ocean of milk, and they began to call upon Ramaji to deliver them from the demoniac forces on the earth. And together with Ramaji, they all prayed to Lord Sri Narayan. And then another boy would hide behind a tree, and he would make the sound of Narayan's voice. Yes, I will come very soon. All of you should incarnate in the Jadu and Vrishnu dynasty, and I will come as Krishna. On other occasions, they would play Ram Leela, and all of a sudden Lord Nityananda would be struck by the thunderbolt weapon of Indrajit, the powerful arrow, and he would fall to the ground, unconscious. And another friend, he would become Hanuman, and he would pick up a large rock and start jumping. And then he would bring the herbs and give it to Lord Nityananda Lakshmana, and then he would get up and continue on with it. So in this way, all the residents of Ekachaka were simply stunned and struck with wonder. How such a tiny little child, who has not even been educated, he knows how to play the part perfectly of all the various incarnations of the Lord. Sometimes he would play Vamanadeva, read from Bali Mahara. But in all of Ekachaka, it is described his favorite place for playing was on this Bakulaji. He used to jump and play on the street. And it is described, originally these were two branches, two separate trees. But Lord Nityananda and his friends, being small children, they were having difficulty jumping from one branch to another. So Lord Nityananda, tiny little child, took his hand and pushed the two trees together and made them into one. This is the place where he put them together. Would you like to add anything about this particular place? Would you like to say anything to us about this? What we will do, we will go to various places of the leaders that took place here. And then we'll just describe very briefly what happened at that particular place. And then after covering these other places, we will see the darshan of Bhagavad Yumarai, Lord Nityananda's personal worship of deity. And then we will come back to the north front, and we will sing bhajans and kirtans and tell stories all day. Devotees, everyone can share their stories about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And in this way we will chant, dance, and be happy. Yeah. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.